Hello, everyone, and welcome to Poptail Weekly for September 15th, 2021. Excuse me, I am your host, Liam, and it is a pleasure to be here, as always. So today we're going to play Bluebeard's Bride, and before I get started with that, I have some Poptail updates for you. The major one is we will be on the road, as it were, and we'll be making an appearance on Main Menu, which is a blind-centric monthly tech broadcast on the American Council for the Blind's radio network. So you can find out more at acbradio.org. And we will be presenting a really cool piece on the Voice First Gaming and essentially doing what we do. And we hope you can all join us for that. That will be on the 29th of September, and that will be 2 weeks from now, which most likely means on that week there will not be a Poptail weekly. So we may have to take a week off for that, but it is going to be a lot of fun. I also want to remind you guys that we are on social media. Find us on Poptail Social on Twitter. Do a search on Facebook, and you can find us at Poptail on Facebook. And, of course, we've got some cool products you can check out. And every week we share a new game for you guys. And if you check the description of these videos, there is a whole playlist of things that you can check out. So I would recommend and highly suggest you catch up on past episodes. There's been a lot of really cool games. And, hey, there will be more cool games in the future. So let me apologize. I was kind of running around getting things together. And we have some visitors in the house this week. We have cats. And so I was actually trying to befriend one of the cats by giving it treats, which not sure how well that worked out. But that's okay. You don't know till you try. So let's talk a little bit about Bluebeard's Bride, because this is a interesting one. This is one that I have actually been told by a few people to check out. Nick has been very big on this one. And so I said, well, I guess we're going to, do it. And so here we are. So Bluebeard's Bride, Release Thyself by Brooklyn Indie Games. A horror game created for the Narrascope 2020 Game Jam about escaping from Bluebeard, a sinister murderer, your husband. Of course, the game has some content warnings, and so I would really recommend too that if you are if any of these things bother you, abuse, gaslighting, gore, body horror, misogyny, if any of those things bother you, you may want to kind of bypass this episode. If you are okay with that and you are not bothered, then, well, I hope you hang around and check out this game. So without much further ado, let's play a little bit. And here we go. As always, we invoke it by saying open and the name of the skill. And, of course, we use our wake word, which, in my case, is Ziggy, open Bluebeard's Bride. Ziggy, open Bluebeard's Bride.
Okay, here's Bluebeard's Bride. Release thyself. Sorry, I'm having trouble accessing your Bluebeard's Bride. Release thyself skill right now.
Well, that is a very inauspicious start. Ziggy, open Bluebeard's Bride.
Sorry, I'm having trouble accessing your Bluebeard's Bride. Release thyself skill right now.
Hey, Voice Spark Live. Well, this is a very bad start. Okay, so, please pardon me while I do some troubleshooting. Sometimes, you know, when a skill is released, there's either an issue with, you know, the way it's hosted or something. So we're gonna see. what we can figure out. I'm going to try... hate when this happens. This is always really, really unfortunate. All right. So let me just see. I'm going to try something. Sometimes, you know, I'm going to like reset it and see what's going on here. Again, we are going to be live on Main Menu in a couple of weeks, and I hope you guys can join us for that. You can find out more at acbradio.org, and we are going to be presenting a whole kit and caboodle on voice gaming. We're going to have a lot of our stuff, and we'll talk about Poptail and, you know, take some questions from you guys. And give it another try. It took me a couple rounds. Okay. Ziggy, start Bluebeard's Bride.
Sorry, I'm having trouble accessing your Bluebeard's Bride. Release thyself skill right now.
Ziggy, start Bluebeard's Bride.
Ah, there it goes.
I don't know what that's about.
He told me I could have free reign of the manor and explore to my heart's content. Anywhere except one room, that was. And my husband with the kind eyes and the deep blue beard pointed to a closet with a small ornate keyhole. My mother always said my curiosity was my worst feature. The key was easy to find, laying right on his dresser. It wouldn't take long, I thought, as I heard the click of the door being unlocked. I smelled the bodies before I saw them. I should have known. He wanted me to disobey him. Oh, God. Those women. All that blood. What have I gotten myself into? I have to get out!
Nearby rooms are the bedroom, the cellar, and the conservatory.
What should I do?
Go to the conservatory?
When I first came into the conservatory, I found the most beautiful room I had ever seen. Now I see it was just another way to keep me inside. Still, the smell of the roses in their vase is intoxicating.
Nearby rooms are the servants' quarters, the kitchen, and the ballroom.
What should I do?
Go to the kitchen?
I thought I would be happier with servants to cook for me. But I missed the peace that making meals gave me. It's too bad. The drawers are filled with the best kitchen tools. I bet I would have liked working with them.
Nearby rooms are the bedroom, the cellar, and the conservatory.
What should I do?
Go to the cellar?
The shelves in the cellar are full of food supplies. It could feed our village twice over. The jars of spices are especially rare.
Nearby rooms are the foyer, the kitchen, and the great hall.
What should I do?
Go to the foyer?
There's a big, heavy wooden door at the end of the foyer. It's locked, and my only reasonable exit. I will need a key to get out.
Nearby rooms are the parlor, the bedroom, and the cellar.
What should I do?
Go to the bedroom?
I found it odd at first that he insisted on separate bedrooms. I had thought it was a sign of his kindness and patience. Now I know better. His bedroom is surprisingly simple, apart from an ornate music box on a table.
Nearby rooms are the foyer, servants' quarters, and kitchen.
What should I do?
Look at music box? So
there's nothing here.
Nearby rooms are the foyer, servants' quarters, and kitchen.
What should I do?
Help.
There's no way to get out of the house from here. What should I do?
Okay.
I'm not sure what's happening. What should I do?
Get music box?
There's nothing here.
Nearby rooms are the foyer, servants' quarters, and kitchen.
What should I do?
Foyer. Yeah, I do. I think normalization would be helpful.
Door at the end of the foyer. It's locked.
Okay.
And the only reasonable exit. I will need a
at least it's running.
Nearby rooms are the parlor, the bedroom, and the cellar.
What should I do?
Go to the parlor. What's with the creaking? Uh-oh.
I always dreamed of having my own piano. I wonder if I could still learn.
Nearby rooms are the foyer, the library, and the great hall.
What should I do?
The library.
My heart drops as the door opens, and there stands my dearest husband.
Hello, my darling. I hope I did not give you a fright.
No.
Rip.
Of course not. It's wonderful to see you.
I don't think you mean that. I would like my key back. Now. I had hoped you were better than the rest. A different wife. But it seems you are just as disobedient as the rest of them. Didn't I tell you there'd be punishment if you broke the rules? It could have been different if only you had listened to me.
Into the closet. So, I think...
You've reached the end of the game. Would you like to play again?
Yes. So, I wonder if we can skip...
He told me I could have free reign of the manor and explore to my heart's content. Anywhere except one room, that was. And my husband with the kind eyes and the deep blue beard pointed to a closet with a small...
This is not a stealth
keyhole.
Game.
My mother always said my curiosity was my worst feature. The key was easy to find, laying right on his dresser.
I'm pretty sure...
It wouldn't take
sure
long, I thought, as I heard the click of the door being
like
unlocked.
I
smelled the bodies.
I'm assuming it's
to
find a path out.
I should have known. He wanted me to disobey him. Oh, God. Those women. All that blood.
So, I don't know if there's a way to skip
into
these because...
I have to get out!
Nearby rooms are the foyer, right, servants' quarters, and kitchen.
What should I do?
Servants' quarters.
Even the servants' quarters seem more luxurious than what I had. Did they know? Did the promise of a warm bed keep them quiet?
Nearby rooms are the library, the bedroom, and the conservatory.
Right. What should I do?
The library.
The stacks of books here in the library are taller than me. I couldn't read them all in a dozen lifetimes.
Nearby rooms are the parlor, servants' quarters, and the ballroom.
What should I do?
The ballroom?
I danced all night at our wedding. Without anyone here in the ballroom, it seems so empty and lonely. Even the tapestry doesn't seem as impressive.
Nearby rooms are the library, the great hall, and the conservatory.
What should I do?
The great hall. Oh, crap. And there he is. Okay.
I must admit I love being served. He would gaze at me intensely from across the table. It makes me shiver now. The table is set up for tomorrow's breakfast. The cabinet drawers are slightly ajar. One of the servants must have left it open.
Nearby rooms are the parlor, the cellar, and the ballroom.
What should I do?
The cellar?
My heart drops as the door opens.
Whoop.
And there stands my dearest husband.
Hello, my darling.
All right, we've already gone through this.
Sorry, I'm having trouble accessing your Bluebeard's bride.
Okay.
Release thy self skill right now.
So, here's what I'm finding, which I think is a really interesting concept. I have really no direction, which is not helping. And obviously the bugginess is not helping either, but I do like what they went for. This woman exactly voices the thoughts I have when I'm bored at home. Always wondering, what should I do every 5 seconds? That's true. Yeah. What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? I don't know. It reminds me of one of those things where you have to work around the, like, you're trying not to enter the same room that they're in, sort of thing. So it, I don't know. I mean, it's a really interesting experiment in, storytelling. So I don't know. We could try to run through it again. Problem that we're having is every time we run it, it's kind of a hit and a miss. I just do not know the correct. And I also see, here's the problem, right? And this is, although, to be fair, I didn't completely read the documentation either. So actually, how about we do that? Let's take a look really quick. See if maybe there's something I'm missing. Because sometimes, if you actually read... No, there's nothing extra. Okay, so I thought maybe I was missing, like, here's a list of commands, and I don't see them. So, let's see here. Ziggy, open Bluebeard's Bride. Ziggy, open Bluebeard's Bride. Come on. Come on. Ziggy, open Bluebeard's Bride.
Sorry, I'm having trouble accessing your
Ziggy,
Bluebeard's Bride.
Ziggy, open Bluebeard's Bride. Sometimes you just kind of keep hammering on it. Ziggy, open Bluebeard's Bride.
Sorry, I'm having
Ziggy,
trouble accessing...
Open Bluebeard's Bride. We're going to try a couple more times. There it goes. Ziggy, skip.
There's no way to get out of the house from here.
Okay.
What should I do?
What are my options?
There's no way to get out of the house from here. What should I do?
Look.
It's horrible. It's like a trophy room, but it's not animals. It's his previous wives.
Oh. Nearby rooms are the library, the great hall, and the conservatory.
What should I do?
The Great Hall. Also, apologies for the phone going off.
He would gaze at me intensely from across the table. It makes me shiver now. The table is set up for tomorrow's breakfast. The cabinet drawers are slightly ajar. One of the servants must have left it open.
Nearby rooms are the parlor, the cellar, and the ballroom.
What should I do?
Open drawers?
There's no way to get out of the house from here.
Okay, that's not what I'm telling you to do. Cellar? So I'm assuming...
The shelves in the cellar are full of food supplies. It could feed our village twice over. The jars of spices are especially rare.
Nearby rooms are the foyer, the kitchen, and the great hall.
What should I do?
Kitchen?
I thought I would be happier with servants to cook for me. But I missed the peace that making meals gave me. It's too bad. The drawers are filled with the best kitchen tools. I bet I would have liked working with them.
Nearby rooms are the bedroom, the cellar, and the conservatory.
What should I do?
Get knife?
There's no way to get out of the house from here. What should I do?
Foyer?
That room isn't nearby.
Oh.
Nearby rooms are the bedroom, the cellar, and the conservatory.
What should I do?
Conservatory? Oh, crap. So, see, now that...
When I first came into the conservatory, I found the most beautiful room...
So, I'm assuming that that means that he's in the next room?
It was just another way to keep me inside. Still, the smell of the roses in their vase is intoxicating.
Nearby rooms are the servants' quarters, the kitchen, and the ballroom.
What should I do?
Ballroom?
I danced all night at our wedding.
Hey, I escaped. From there.
It seems so empty and lonely. Even the tapestry doesn't seem as impressive.
Nearby rooms are the library, the Great Hall, and the Conservatory.
What should I do?
Leave.
There's no way to get out of the house from here.
Okay.
What should I do?
Foyer?
That room isn't nearby.
Why not?
Nearby rooms are the library,
okay,
the Great Hall, and the Conservatory.
What should I do?
The Great Hall?
I must admit I love being served. He would gaze at me intensely from across the table. It makes me shiver now. The table is set up for tomorrow's breakfast. The cabinet drawers are slightly ajar. One of the servants must have left it open.
Nearby rooms are the parlor, the cellar, and the ballroom.
What should I do?
Parlor?
I always dreamed of having my own piano. I wonder if I could still learn.
Nearby rooms are the foyer, the library, and the Great Hall.
What should I do?
Foyer.
There's a big, heavy wooden door at the end of the foyer. It's locked, and my only reasonable exit. I will need a key to get out.
Nearby rooms are the parlor, the bedroom, and the cellar.
What should I do?
Unlock door?
I'm not sure what's happening. What should I do?
Open door?
The door is locked. There must be a key somewhere. What should I do?
Hint?
The door is locked.
Okay,
there
must
be a key somewhere. What should I do?
Quit. Okay, so, I feel like I'm going in circles. I kind of get what they're going for. The problem is that I lack the context to really do much. And I don't know if it is a bug in the game itself, or I'm just not any good at the game. You might have better luck than I do, which means that maybe it's something you want to check out. So I would recommend taking a look at it. It's called Bluebeard's Bride. It is available on Alexa. And please check it out and let me know what you think of it. Leave me a comment in the video here. And obviously, like, you know, join me every week for more of these. And maybe you guys will have better luck than I do. I'm hoping that, you know, maybe somebody will go, well, gee, Liam, did you do this or did you try this? Did you think of this? And, you know, sometimes that's all you need. But I apparently did not quite find the answer. So I do want to thank you guys, as always, for being here. Don't forget, we are on social media, on Poptail Social. We will be on Main Menu Live in 2 weeks, pretty much the same time. Well, an hour later, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. You can find out more information at acbradio.org. And next week, we'll be checking out Iron Falcon. So that will be an interesting one, and I hope you guys can join me for that. I am Liam Irvin. I do want to thank you, as always, for joining me for Poptail Weekly, and I will be back soon with another review of another fantastic Alexa skill. If you have a skill or a game you think that we should be checking out, I'd love to hear from you. Drop us a comment in the video, and we will check it out and, you know, make sure that we give it a try. Samuel says, and brings up a really good point. What I find sort of funny about these situations is how the character just doesn't think to do something like smash one of the probably many windows around the place and escape that way. Yeah, you know, I mean, listen, that's a really good point. Unless they're afraid that it's going to make noise. I don't know. But yeah, you would think that they would think to do that. I don't know. Again, maybe there was a window to smash, but without the proper context, I would have never known. So again, we gave it a shot at least it ran. I know when we started, I thought it was going to be really, really short. We wouldn't have a game to play, but at least it went. At least we got it running, and that is a good thing. So, you know, we'll have some more skills. And again, if you want to catch up on past videos, they are there in the playlist in the description. Also, make sure you visit poptail.com for news, reviews, and much more. I will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for being here. I will see you all soon. Thank you so much.